So my best friend Jenny is having me over for the week. Her parents are going on holiday, and even though we're both 18, they had her brother come stay instead of having to hire some random creep. I've been friends with Jenny forever, so her older brother is pretty close to me. He's really handsome, super easygoing, and all around just a really decent guy. He's been staying up and hanging out with us for the last couple nights, but tonight, something about him just seemed a little bit off, like he was distracted or something. We were all watching a movie, but he just kept fidgeting, and I swear he kept looking at me. Then he got up all of a sudden, and he said he was going to bed, and he just left the room. Me and Jenny watched the end of the movie, and then she wanted to go to bed as well, but I decided to have a shower first. That's better. Let's just grab a towel. I wonder how Jenny's brother's doing. Maybe I should check on him. Or would that be weird? I mean, I'm sure he would check on me if I wasn't feeling well. Maybe I'll just knock on his door on the way down the hall and see how he is. Hey, can I come in? Maybe I should actually go in and check if he's okay. Hey, oh my gosh. I try to look away, but I can't stop myself from staring. Jenny's brother is completely naked in bed. The desk lamp is letting me take in the sight of his gorgeous body, head to toe. His eyes are shut, he has his headphones on, and his body looks tense, almost like he's in pain, but now I know that's pleasure. My eyes take in his body, his muscular arms, his flat stomach. It's just so obvious, even in the dim light. He doesn't have a weightlifter's body, but his tense pleasure is highlighting his perfect abs so clearly. My eyes move lower, down to his hands, which are moving so slowly, so intensely, yet every movement so deliberate. The light was too dim to see clearly what was going on, what he was doing, but I know one of those hands was pumping up and down his cock and the other was fondling his balls. I only catch glimpses of it all between steady, angry pumps of his fist. Oh, his cock looks so hard, so perfect. I should really go, but he just looks so good. I want to be closer. Just a little closer before I go. I need to be next to him. Oh, and of course I must trip over his clothes. I could have fallen right onto him, but instead I made it quietly to the floor. Well, thank you, gymnastics. My towel slipped off, but I don't even care. As long as he didn't notice me, and he didn't. Still, I have to be careful. That could have been so bad. So I crawl. I can feel my boobs swaying under me, my nipples hard with excitement. I crawl to the end of the bed and kneel there, just watching. His balls look heavy, just tensing and retracting as they are constantly rubbed and massaged. Oh, I wish I could rub them. My nipples are so hard. Sure, it's cold, but I just watching my best friend's brother jerking his throbbing cock in front of me. Oh, I can't help but bring my hands up and squeeze my boobs, rub and tease my nipples, just watching it. So close that if I wanted, I can reach out and grab his cock. Oh. The thought of him sucking and playing with my tits instead of me having to do it just came flooding into my brain. My whole body is starting to feel hot, just wanting him. My heart is beating so fast. I want him to make me his. I know he could just open his eyes any minute now and see his sister's tiny friend at the foot of his bed, naked, playing with her small breasts, but I can't stop myself. I could feel my pussy getting more wet each second I watch, and all I could think was that, I need to get closer. I move slowly up the bed. I know I'm small enough that if he wasn't paying attention, he wouldn't notice. He wouldn't notice me there. I kept my balance as I crawled closer to him. There is no way he was noticing anything other than those hard strokes he was giving that perfect cock. I bite my lip to try to keep my moans quiet as I stared at his hands. I settle myself between his legs, which are spread just wide enough to allow my tiny figure to kneel between them, careful enough not to bump him. I wouldn't be noticed. Even if my heart was beating so loudly, his moaning was even louder. His moaning. I just listen, more and more fixated on his perfect cock. It probably feels so good, the pleasure he must be feeling. I want to feel it too. I can see every pulse of his veins in the lamplight as he tugs his throbbing dick. I can't help but let out a tiny whimper as he bucks his hips, rocking his bed. I move my head down just above his cock. The slit is leaking pre-cum. What I wouldn't give is just lick it up. I want it to be me making him moan. I close my eyes and imagine my small, delicate hands playing with his balls. I want to have my soft lips kissing the head of his cock, my tongue teasing the tip before I run it down his shaft. I want to wrap my lips around it, feel his cock pushing against my throat. I can make him moan, just suck his cock because I need to taste him. I want to make him come. My pussy is soaked, just fantasizing about his cock. I was so close. I don't know how he didn't feel my breath, my mouth watering, just wishing I had a chance to take his cock in my mouth. I was close enough that I could stick out my tongue and taste him if I wanted, but I don't. Instead, I lower my hand between my legs and slide my finger up and down the lips of my aching pussy. So wet, so warm. My eyes are drawn back to his cock. Maybe I think of his cock inside me. I know he would like it. My breaths are shallow, but I need to try to be quiet. Even as I slide my finger into my pussy, I want to suck his cock so bad. He starts to groan even more now. Oh my god, he's gonna come soon. He thrusts hard against his hands. He nearly hits my face with his hard cock. I want to come with him. I fuck my pussy harder with my fingers. He's masturbating so hard. He rocks the bed underneath me, almost throwing me off balance. He tenses up and arches his back as a stream of cum spurts from his cock. Oh, my mouth falls open desperately. Without thinking, I lower my body over him. My hands placed on either side of him. I need to taste him. I lick his chest, and I feel his body jerk. Surprised. He opens his eyes and meets mine. And I lick another rope of cum from his perfect body. I know he's too shocked to say anything, so I do. I saw you looking at me. Then he came here to stroke your cock. I look up another spot. Are you thinking of me? He doesn't say anything, but he mouths a yes. Oh, well, you should have asked. Now all I could do is clean up for you, unless... I move lower and lick the cum from his cock. He moans even louder than before. And I lick every part of his shaft clean. Feeling it throb against my tongue. Unless... I kiss that of his cock. And he lays back down, his chest rising and falling so quickly as he tries so hard to control his moans. Unless... I can make you hard. I wrap my fingers around his cock and stroke him. And I begin to suck. I know I surprised you, but I couldn't help myself. You're hard again. I knew you would be for me. Are you getting close? Do you want to come? Tell me you want to come. I wanted to do this the whole time. Just feel your hard cock in my mouth. But I wanted something else too. I want you inside me. Do you want that? Oh, I knew you would. I moved my body higher so that my knees were on either side of his hips. I watched you stroking yourself. You don't know how wet you made me. I could feel his hand slowly rising up my leg. I knew he wanted to see if I was telling the truth, but he was hesitating. So I grabbed his hand and moved it quickly to my dripping pussy. He sat up when I moved his hand to explore me, feeling the silky wet lips before sinking a finger inside me. Oh, I want your cock. Oh. After moving his finger in and out of my pussy a couple times, he slowly removed it and wrapped his arms around me, gently lifting me up so I can move his cock close, and then, then into my pussy, and slowly, I sank myself onto him. I felt that perfect cock inside me. I thought I was gonna come the instant he moved his hand down to grab my breasts. His fingers pinched and squeezed my nipples. Oh. And then, with a pleased groan, he laid back down, letting me ride him. His hands moved up and down my waist, guiding me, before finally up to my boobs and nipples again. You know you're gonna make me come so fast. And I want you to, with me, okay? Please. I felt his cock throb inside me and he nodded. Inside me. Please. I want. I need you to come inside me. Are you going to? Yeah. I want to feel it. Oh. Oh. I'm not gonna last. Oh. I pressed myself low against him, my pussy squeezing him until I felt his hot come fill me. Oh. I moved from his cock, feeling its cum running down the insides of my thighs. Oh. And I slid myself on top of him. My body is still shaking, just loving the feeling of his sweaty chest air against mine. He wrapped his arms around me and kissed my forehead before I eased myself comfortably next to him. I watched him for a moment, seeing his satisfied and exhausted face in shadow. And finally, I realized what had happened. Oh my god. I should go. I shouldn't be here. Oh my god. But he held me. kissed me, and he asked that I stay. The smile on his face was so sweet, and all I can say was, you're perfect.